Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
42 years.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
PCC.
Thank you, sir. On the last job of that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, improver?
Repeat that.
Yep. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or improver?
The foreman.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Retired.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed when you wanted to work over the past 12 months if you in your craft, if any?
Say that again.
Yep. How many weeks have you been unemployed when you wanted to work over the last 12 months in your craft, if any?
Well, I've been retired since 2012.
Oh, I understand. Okay, thank you. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No, thank you. And have you ever seriously considered dropping your membership?
Open a membership?
No, drop in or cancel your membership.
No.
Thank you so much. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same in, that there was this time last year?
It is about the same.
About the same, okay. And what about the union construction projects? Do you have the sense that there is more union construction projects, about the same or fewer?
It's about the same.
Thank you, sir. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
There should be more.
Thank you. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
My opinion right now, there's going to be more.
Okay, thank you. And looking at your family's economic situation, sir, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I think it's going to get worse.
Thank you. And thinking about you, the work, the previous work in the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards you were most concerned? Dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or not really concerned?
The language.
Thank you, sir. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Thank you. And it was in person or online?
In person.
Thank you, sir. Have you participated in any political canvassing in the last 12 months?
No.
And what about a picketing?
No.
Thank you. What about a union organizing?
No.
Thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project? You will say regularly, occasionally, or never, or in your experience.
So what do they do?
If any union representative visited a project that you worked on, would you say that it was regularly, occasionally, or never?
You need to repeat that question one more time.
Yes. How often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Well, the last one I did was regularly.
Thank you, sir. Changing a little bit the subject, can you please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from the one that you are less likely to get your news? The options are the internet, online or print newspaper, cable news, friends and neighbors, local TV news, and radio. Which would be the first one, your first source?
Radio.
Radio. And which would be the second one?
Probably TV.
Could be cable news or local TV news?
Local.
Local, okay. And then we have the internet, newspaper, friends and neighbor. Do you have one of those as preferred?
Check internet occasionally.
Okay, well, thank you so much, sir. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Could be the jobs and the economy, the healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else? Which would be the issue that matters most to you right now?
What matters most is inflation and economy.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
And would you say that you heard a lot, some, or a little?
It's been around for a while.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all?
It's very important.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Who supports it more?
Mm-hmm. In your opinion, could be the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, the one that strongly supports the prevailing wage protection.
I'd say the Republicans support that more.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the GM, Ford, and the Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I support the auto workers.
Thank you, sir. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president overall.
I'm going to say disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
And what about the job that he's doing with the economy? Would you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
What about the immigration? Would you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
In healthcare?
Do what?
What about healthcare? Do you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden is doing?
He hasn't done anything with healthcare.
Okay, so you disapprove. And what about the support for labor unions?
On the fence. All I hear is lip service.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you disapprove or approve of the way the Congress is handling its job?
Congress doing its job. They need to quit fighting with each other and spend our money wisely and get to work.
Okay. So would you say that you disapprove?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And I know it is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
That's none of your business.
Okay, thank you. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
It's always good to have information.
Thank you, sir. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
They do a good job.
Okay. And what about the effectiveness of the international union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
International does a good job.
Thank you, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and service in your own words? If you consider that there is something that they can improve, which would be?
It's more training.
More training, okay. And what do you think that they should be working on in the rest of the year?
Who? Say that again.
Yep. What is the most important thing the union should be working on in the for the rest of this year?
Job security for their membership.
Job security. Okay, thank you so much, sir. Which is your preferred way to receive information from the union? Would you say text messages, union meetings, mail, email, or on the job site?
All of the above.
Thank you, sir. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Would you say 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
4 or more, because I get the building trades paper.
Understand. And I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Generally speaking, sir, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
None of your business.
It's okay. Do you think of yourself...
Independent.
And would you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither. Independent.
Thank you, sir. Just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
What is what?
Your race, sir.
American.
Thank you so much. Finally, just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, sir?
You have my first name.
And could you please just confirm, just to make sure that we are talking with the right person? Is it Max?
You said it.
Thank you, sir. Well, thank you so much for your time. I did appreciate your kindness helping me with these questions. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
Okay.
Take care, sir.